it's you know, my whole thing is as long as I can be out there in the ring and I'm hanging with the Brock Lesnars, the Kurt Angles, the Triple H's, you know what? If I'm on an equal level as those guys, why should I retire? I still have a lot that I'm at a point now.
Good money, too, I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, the money's great. I've made my money and you know, I've done well with all that. Why I wrestle now is because I enjoy this. Plus, it's my turn to start giving back. I mean, you know, we've talked about being the locker room leader, but now I have the ability that I don't have the pressure on me. You know, financially I'm set. I've done everything that there is to do in this business. Now I'm enjoying myself. Plus, I'm taking some of these guys that I think have a lot of potential that really don't know what they're doing yet, and I can hands-on work with these guys. And that's my contribution to continuing the success of our industry. But, you know, my biggest worry in life, as far as wrestling is concerned, is that I'm in the ring, and some father who watched me for years takes his son, and he goes, you know, son, this is The Undertaker here. Boy, I wish you could have seen him win. That means it's time for me to hang it up. when they're saying, you know, and when guys feel, you know, and hopefully they would tell me, the guys that I work with and the guys that I wrestle against, hopefully they would tell me, you know what, Tate, you might need to think about something, you know, because I would hate to know that anybody ever laid back to protect me, you know, because that's not what I'm about. So as long as I can go and I can hang with our top guys, I got no reason to leave.
Man, as long as you're HIV, that's blessed, man. You know what I mean? But
that's a sad ass, old ass joke. www.facebook.com/SmackTalk10 to request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm back now so they can stop stealing my catchphrases.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot I'm not back
there. Hey yo, don't be a tragedy like them motherfuckers I had to school this week after WrestleMania talking about, oh, Vince has come back, I thought he's gonna talk about we're gonna bring the Attitude Era 2.0 back. Get the fuck out of here, man! We don't need that shit no more! The hell wrong with you? Hey, follow us!
On the Twitter.
At @NTV_WWE. And you can find us on the Instagram at WWE Smack Talk Center. We have just undergone new management. You know what I mean? There's a mutiny just happened. The STC admin army is in full effect right now. And you are in tune to all of us right now. That's how it's going. Well, at least half of us anyway. Boy, oh boy, big WrestleMania. Oh man, let's just get into it, man. MVP.
Whoa. We can't just get into it.
I'd like to discuss
the Shad Father's Twitter account.
Oh, I'll put
the Shad Father's
prediction, but
no, Shad Father's Twitter account. No. WrestleMania night killed me.
Oh killed no. Me. Yo, Wardle, you best get to reading then, before I go into the MVPs of the week. Oh, God. I'm not...
Jesus. Hey, at Pitbull, that performance was absolutely perfect. ... for the pre-show, hashtag WrestleMania.
Come on, I could open the show.
Was that at Triple H Grand WrestleMania entrance or a reenactment of the wedding night? Hashtag WrestleMania.
being chased by, is that what it was? Being chased by the police, stepping in the back, just running in the front.
And the one that killed me, I was rolling.
Oh God.
Rolling. By the time at Fight Owens Fights gets to the ring, he'll be a cruiserweight. That is lit. I can't believe it didn't get any retweets. Shaq got nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you hashtag WrestleMania as well?
Hey?
You hashtag WrestleMania in all of them as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Get the hang of the Twitter. I think I am, but I don't know, man.
I tweeted Shad saying, holy crap, Shad is actually tweeting when wrestling is live.
Nah, people, you're sleeping, man. No. Shad, that's fucked up, man.
I'm sure there's the one I was proud of, man. I remember being proud of another one. I thought that should have got some likes.
Nah, man, you're sleeping on Shad's Twitter, man. Shad, where can I find you on the Twitter? Because sometimes Twitter with wrestling is like, Lord have mercy. And you hashtag WrestleMania as well, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
With the championship belt right by it, that's fucked up, man. Word up. On what did WWE display that on the bottom of the screen? You're sleeping on Shad's Twitter, man. Where can I find you on the Twitter, Shad? Because that shit is funny as fuck.
I even hashtag Ass Haven as well. And I thought, yes, I'm gonna read out my question, but I never read it out.
if you're not following Shad on Twitter, right, this is one of his past tweets, which was just lit. Lit.
Oh, gosh.
This is from the start of March. If Shawn Michaels is Mr. WrestleMania, does that make WWE Rollins Miss WrestleMania? Hashtag Fastlane. Lit. Lit.
That stink!
Hey, God, man.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Hey, man.
We're not even... We're not even 10 minutes in the show and my eyes watering already. Do you know what that means, people? It could be.
It needs to change your socks, man, I think.
Change my socks, you know. Rude boy, I'm not that guy, man. Don't even play that shit, man. That shit is funny, man. Where can I find you on the Twitter chat so that people don't sleep on you again? Because that...
@ShadBarber85.
Yeah, man. We're gonna figure out a plan, man, to get you more followers. Right, Wardle?
We need to get him some more love.
You know what I mean? Am I
using it right now? I'm using it right now, aren't I?
Yeah. Just people don't appreciate you.
I must... I heard the police then just... And Wardle, what's this mean here about a T-shirt you want to be, You want to make from Shad? What's all that about?
I've been working in the background on designs for some STC podcast T-shirts, some merch, and the Shad one are gonna kill me. On the back of it, obviously the tagline. We can edit that out. But we're working. Not only Ty Dillinger debuted this week, Revival debuted this week, Nakamura debuted this week, AJ the Baby's back.
That's right.
AJ the Baby is back from WrestleMania.
AJ the Baby is moving.
He moves now. He just needs to learn how to do... He needs to do the Nakamura knee and the Styles Clash and then he'll be ready.
Snap. Hey, yo! Serial killer!
Yo!
What's good?
Everything's good. How's it going?
You finished crying now?
Yeah, man. Like, it was a somber moment, and I was really gutted. But at the end of the day, it had to happen. And
Well done. You're finally one of us.
Anybody sees.
They should have got him doing this stuff ages and ages,
ages ago. Exactly.
What is best at, Joe?
I know.
That's
just
smuggler.
One line. Mm-hmm.
This
one
is my yard now.
He absolutely killed me. I was decked. It was just like, everyone was like, suing him, and all. He's like, told you it was my yard, and then just walked up. I was like, whoa!
Oh,
he suits that sort of twat persona, though. It's that smug look he has, and he nailed it perfectly.
I hate to mention his name, but it's the same smug cockiness, dickheadness that CM Punk had.
Mm-hmm. Actually.
Yeah, but CM Punk failed. Roman Reigns succeeded, and that makes me happy. Good God Almighty, if CM Punk was the fuck.
Oh, not in the fan size. It's the way around.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, that is true, but Rotted, yo, you see, I would love to interview John Cena. I'd love to ask him, right, if I had the chance. Even if John Cena's listening right now, I'd be like, John Cena, you wasn't that guy. Like, One Night Stand 2006, you got some heat. But I've never seen heat like this, ever.
It was incredible.
I've never seen anything like it, mind.
They were pecs! There's booing somebody, and there's that.
That was next level.
That was next level. Not even John Cena's got that. Like, I've heard people swear at John Cena.
As well.
Yeah!
That killed it.
It was brilliant, because Reigns just went with it and was like, told you.
Well, you know when...
Nuclear heat.
I'll say, I think the only time Cena got that was the one that everyone banged on about, because it was wicked, Money in the Bank 2011. That was the only time Cena got absolutely destroyed. Normally 50-50, but that was the only time I remember him getting destroyed.
Now there's one other time, come on, think harder, there's one other time.
Yeah,
come on.
I mean, there was One Night Stand 2006, WrestleMania 22 as well. I remember WrestleMania 22, Cena got it bad.
That One Night Stand, though, that was probably the worst.
Yeah, I thought that as well, Chad. I thought One Night Stand was the worst, but I never heard anything like this for Roman Reigns. And even I was thinking, yo, Roman, maybe you should disappear for 2 years. 2 years, that should do it. Of all people, you know, The Undertaker. Oh, shit. And the worst thing was about it, Roman Reigns gets the MVP because he put it on his Twitter. He was like, yo, I did what I had to do, but it's like, yo, dude held a yard down for 20 odd years, and I have to respect that. From Ty Roman Reigns, respect it, and you fans, you got played, man, you got played. I was just there with my jaw dropped, like, oh, gosh. And I give Roman Reigns, you're getting most respect from me, seriously. I don't think anyone else could handle that kind of heat, man.
WrestleMania 33 is in the books, and what a spectacular night it was. I'm joined now here by the man who was the final man with his hand raised tonight, Roman Reigns. And I want to first talk about the moment, Roman, of being in there with The Undertaker. 25 WrestleManias. What was that like for you tonight?
To be honest, Coach, you know, it's bittersweet. It almost feels like a loss, you know what I mean? Because I said this for the past 3 or 4 weeks, I got nothing but respect for The Undertaker. If you've been a part of this business, and you know, everybody's got respect for that man. But at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do. As a young man, as a family man, a provider, I got to go out there and I got to fight for mine, and that's what I did tonight.
The final 5 or 10 minutes of that match, you could read your lips, and The Undertaker kept getting up. You knocked him down, kept getting up, you knocked him down. How difficult was that for you to continue that?
Well, typically, by the time I'm connecting with Superman punches and I hit a spear, it's done. Anything after that, it feels like torture. But that's the type of competitor the Dead Man is. He won't give up. He doesn't know when to quit. That's not in his programming. So I had to beat it into him, and that's what I had to do. I had to dig deep and do something I didn't want to do. And that's take out a wounded warrior. But I feel like I did it the right way.
Well, I think you did, too. And then at the end, after the match was over, almost a ceremony, as The Undertaker took off his hat, his gloves, his jacket. If that is the last time we see The Undertaker after 25 WrestleManias, what does it mean to you that you are the last man in the ring with him?
To be honest, in this moment, it's so fresh, you know what I mean? It's hard to digest at this point, but the only thing I can say is I did what I said I was going to do. This is my yard now. I wasn't messing around, and the only thing I can do now is continue to reign.
Even Marie, John Cena, and Donald Trump must be in shock.
So what's the next step for Roman Reigns? Where does he go from here?
Well, boy, he retired The Undertaker. That means Brock had the belts. It's inevitable now. It's a storyline that's written itself.
Absolutely.
A few years in the making. And I love how, you know, it's all come together. Like, to me, Seth Rollins, he's meant to cash his check that time. It feels like a long storyline that's built up. That if I was the booker, I know I'd go back to all of that and bring it all up and, you know what I mean, build it up so like that. And then this is a SummerSlam thing or a WrestleMania 34 thing. I don't know where they're going to drop the match, but when it drops, I'm looking forward to it, man. Word up, man. Roman Reigns gets 100%, 1,000% respect for me now, man. Word up, man. No other wrestler can handle that kind of nuclear heat. I'm sorry. No way. Massive props, man. On to you, Serial Cadet, MVP on the week.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, you get Roman Reigns as well.
I agree with Joe, what Joe was saying. You know, did what he had to do. I was gutted, but at the same time, it had to happen. It's what was best for business.
Yeah.
And it's what Undertaker wanted.
Yeah.
Because he's old school.
Yeah.
And then to walk out on Raw and just let the crowd slay the shit out of him for 5 minutes and then just turn it on their head, head them right in the palm of his hand. The guy now is doing everything he needs to do. You can't hate him.
You know what that's called?
You're an idiot if you hate him.
You know what that's called, Matt? The art of turning heel without turning heel. You know what I mean? That's the art of fighting without fighting. Like what Bruce Lee taught us. That's exactly what that was, man. You know what I mean? I don't hear no motherfuckers talk about Roman should turn heel. He's a heel by default. Oh, shit, man. Which brings me to you, Shad. MVP of the week. I don't hear none. The Whites have got him. What up? MVP of the week.
Yeah, I'm building anticipation, man.
But in that case, I'll come to you last.
Yeah, I know you, but what are you trying to say about the last person who was speaking?
Oh, I just thought it was because you're old.
What are you trying to suggest? Oh, okay. You know what? You can have that one. What was I saying? MVP of the week.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, you know.
To be fair, there's been quite a few. I mean, Roman Reigns is definitely one of them, without a doubt.
The Hardys, maybe? Their return was
insane. Oh, God almighty.
Their return. I was lying on the sofa, and the music hit, and I just jumped off the sofa, standing up, jumping up and down, shaking the floor, and then I remember there's a baby sleeping underneath, below in the flat below me.
Oh.
So I said, get back on the sofa quickly, but I was going mental. I was losing my shit.
I started shouting fuck off to the telly. I was like, fuck off! Fuck off! And Kate, my daughter, told me off.
Gossip bad words in front of your daughter.
She was like, Mom, that's a really disgusting word, and I'm ashamed of you. I was like, okay.
Getting put in your place by your daughter.
Yeah, she told me off.
Katie spoke.
And then she turned around and went, so who's that again? I was disappointed.
Oh, Lord.
I was disappointed.
You mean to... Wait a minute, let me get this right so I can understand this. She knows who the Undertaker is, but she don't know who the Hardy Boys are.
Because she did not recognise Matt Hardy, because I've banned Impact in the house.
Oh.
We have no TNA in the house. I won't
do that.
Yeah. Yeah,
she knows Matt Hardy from when he was Matt Hardy WWE, kind of boring.
Oh, yeah.
Old fat Matt, and he's come back and he looks kind of zany in that, so she just hasn't recognised him. And I think it's the teeth confused her as well.
Hardy boys, man. That was, yo, I hold my hands up. That was brilliant. I love how they played us on social media. They played us bad. The dirt sheets and all that. They played them big time. Shout out to Mike Knox. He was like, I heard his show earlier this week. He was like, from time to change it to a ladder match, we should have known. This should have been the inkling or the hint that the Hardy Boys was coming back. And even then, I was like, nah, because I felt like WrestleMania, to me, ain't WrestleMania without ladders. It feels weird without ladders and shit.
I was thinking that a fortnight ago, going, there's no money in the bank or there's no ladder match. It's weird.
And then they suddenly just brought the ladders in last minute. And I was happy, but I felt like they should have built that up better than that. I mean, I didn't even clock on that the Hardys was there, signed or whatever.
To be honest with you, if anybody turns around and says, oh, they turned into a ladder match, I knew the Hardys were coming back, the talk and total bullshit.
They are, man. They are.
You know what I knew, and that's why I'm staying quiet.
But how did you know, though?
Wait a minute.
It's a ladder match. The Hardys is coming back.
I knew from time that their contracts were done the night before WrestleMania.
Yeah. But that's fair enough.
They're going to lose their titles and then appear at WrestleMania the next night.
But that's a lot closer than, that's a lot better than all of a sudden, oh, it was a ladder match. We knew the Hardys were coming back. It's like, did you fall?
No, not
in that match, but I thought they'd have some sort of interaction with the New Day. I don't know if you like, remember me saying that.
Was that like
a... Well, I've had people saying, the second it's turned into a ladder match, I knew they were coming back. Because, you know, it's got to be the Hardys with a ladder match. I'm like, they've had loads of ladder matches at WrestleMania's. And, I am sick of people talking shit after WrestleMania, like how they knew this was going to happen. Chad's not
good
news because you did say
that's
genuine. It was a good guess.
I also told everyone that Undertaker was going to retire as well, but no one listened to me there either.
You know what happened there? I mean, it was like you said last week, Chad. It wasn't built up properly like it was going to be like his last one. Like, they did hint at it, but we thought... Nah.
You'd think it's something that they'd advertise the entire Mania around because you know it'd sell any stadium in the world out.
Mm. And then.
Yep, that's just what I said last week.
And then we got extra nervous because Dirt Cheeks reported that match right there was going to be last on the card. And I was
and
like.
JR as well, don't forget JR.
Yeah, JR.
I think secretly we all knew we were just in denial.
No, I told you, but you didn't believe me. Let's get it right. That's how it was. I know, I can say this.
I was definitely in denial. I thought, nah.
You all thought Taker. Someone said draw. I think it was Wardle said draw, and everyone else said that Taker was going to win.
Yeah. Well, the main thing was we thought Taker was going to win, and then Roman Reigns was going to go postal.
I actually said Roman would win.
Did you?
Your official prediction was Taker.
No, in the group, I said I'd like to make some changes, and I said sorry, Mike, Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah, because I was copying because I was already editing last week's show.
The only person who actually on the prediction show predicted Roman Reigns was me.
And I didn't actually give a prediction; I just gave a rant. And when I realised
you did a mic, you did like a head and heart thing, I think, and then you said, but my official prediction is Taker.
Yeah, you did say, come on, Taker. Like that, you did say that.
Okay, but then I went on to change it when you asked me who my battle royal winner was. I'm trying to steal these points from me. I'm going to make my own list, man. I'll trust you these points, man. Yeah, I'm going to come out on this right. You're going on the list.
I've put the photo in the group chat so you can see for yourself.
That is true.
I'll tell you what, for the next predictions, the predictions on the show, that's your prediction. No changes at a later date.
Well said.
I think the only way you can change it is if we actually do it on the show, if you actually change it on the show. So that the evidence is there. Because, don't get me wrong, Chad, we believe you, but it's like, oh, yeah. Look.
It's not what you said on the radio.
Yeah. So I'll be my turn and say, oh, you're a lie. That's all, man, you know what I mean? We're good. You see what I'm saying? We're good.
No, but now it's me, isn't it? Now that I'm a man of truth. Are you laughing, bro?
Chad's truth is the most scariest truth in the history of podcasting. Oh my gosh, man. Yeah, man, Hardy Boys. Going back to them real quick. True say, shout out to everybody who was out there at Riley's. You know what I mean? Everyone who came out to the gathering, you know what I mean?
Why did Naughty get dressed up? That's what I want to address.
I think you know what it was? I think... Because, Ian Cooper, Yeah, I mentioned his name, Wardle, who usually handles all that. He never really come with a theme. Usually, he says, okay, this gathering's theme is such and such and such. So people find out, and then they think, okay, I'm going to dress like this person and that person. But because he never said nothing, people was like, anyway, whatever. And he never made a big deal about it and everything. And then the paid show happened, and then, oh, my God. As a matter of fact, I ain't even trying to talk about that. But, you know, I was basically telling you, like, basically what happened, what led up to it. And because of that, Paul Summers is still your reigning, defending, longest reigning STC champion. And you'll be having that belt until big SummerSlam at least. So that's what that was, man. There's still some people who did dress up as like the NWO, but they were not part of Smack Talk Center, and we don't trust them anyway. And you have to pay a £5 deposit to uncover the cost of the belt anyway. So it was one of them things.
Do you know what I think it was? Lazy people. And the next time I hear Kyle Steen say, oh, well, can I come dressed up as myself? No, you can't. You have to be a famous wrestler that people know. In fact, just any wrestler. You not come as yourself. Because no fucker will know who the fuck you're meant to be.
You wouldn't win anyway.
I agree.
But stop, like, Jerry's like, oh, I'll come as myself. No fucker will know who you are. I can come down from Newcastle. I would not know what you were seeing, Kyle Steen, to be fair.
Oh, shit.
I have to be full of you.
I'm sure there's six people that bought the tickets. I'll know who he is, man.
Yeah, enough about him. I'm trying to get to my point of what happened when the Hardy Boys came out. Riley's The Roof Went Off. Shout out to Dottie Edmund Muhall, who was literally strangling me. Why don't turn the Hoover off?
I haven't got a Hoover on.
Turn it off! Or whatever.
I haven't got anything on, seriously.
Oh, there's something in the background on your side that came on.
I don't know what it is, because I got nothing going on.
No, that's really weird, man. Really weird.
The wires
are at work, man. Yeah, you know I mean, as I said, shout out to Emma Muhall, who was literally strangling me. He tried to kill me when the Hardy Boys came out. I fell for it like a bitch, man. I was like, oh, the New Day's are saying that they inserted themselves in the match because True say there wasn't in the match. And there was people on the internet talking about, oh, New Day, they've been devoted to being wholesome. You've got a match at WrestleMania and rare. So when they came out, they dressed like they were ready to fight. Like, as a fourth team, and I thought it was going to be them, so I fell for it. When the Hardy Boys...
They did start walking towards the ring as well, just before the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, I fell for it like a bitch! They've done it perfectly, man.
I was freaking out so bad.
Kudos to the New Day. Kudos. You get you on honorary MVPs, man, because that was bad. I fell for it like a bitch. You know, I mean, some people in the writings did say Hardy Boys, and I literally told them, shut up, man. You know what I mean? It's not Hardy Boys, man. Shut up, man. And then the music hit, and I was literally getting strangled. I thought this was it. I thought Shad predicted my death.
Those ones with their hands you don't want around your neck. Think about what they've been choking.
Choking the chicken.
What a way to go.
Hey, it would be nice for Ed to have his hands around something big for a change.
Hey.
Oh, evil woman.
Man, literally choking me out, man. I was like, rotted. I could have been killed, Chad. And I would have blamed you. In my
no, man, you wanted the admin spot.
Well, it wasn't funny if he killed me.
He was killed for it.
Oh, my days. Big up to them, man, you know. New World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions and all that, man. Sorry, Wardle, you've been quiet. I know you've been dying to give us your MVP of the week. Apart from Mr. Double R, who I've got the most respect for right now. And who's that person, Wardle?
Mr. Kurt Angle.
He's Kurt!
He's
Kurt!
He's
Kurt!
His Hall of Fame speech. Of all Hall of Fame speeches, the best one.
He was brilliant.
I'm such a sexy Kurt.
I make your ankle hurt.
I make your ankle hurt.
Shawn Michaels was named Eddie. Like, oh, shit.
It was the milk drinking at the end, which was just amazing.
That was brilliant.
I'm not eating there too long either, as well, which was even better.
It's been,
yeah, that's true.
So it was better than Mr. T's. I didn't watch it, you know. I didn't watch the whole Hall of Fame. I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't watching the Hall of Fame live. I mean, I could say that much. But I did catch it. I did have the highlights on YouTube. It's better than Mr. T's speech.
I thought it was the best Hall of Fame speech, to be fair.
Wow. Go on, Kurt.
Isn't Raw going to be brilliant with Kurt Angle as GM? He skits with Enzo and Cass where he has no idea what they're on about. Classic
that's
Kurt Angle.
That's fast.
Yeah, that's how I
I've already been picturing these scenarios in my head for months. As Kurt Angle as a GM and interacting with different superstars. I'm new lot.
But no one listens to Shad today.
I just want to see Kurt Angle interacting with Chris Jericho again. That's
going to
be funny as hell.
Never mind that. I'm waiting for Stephanie McMahon to come back and he can interact with her. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I keep on forgetting when Kurt Angle got a bit rapey with Stephanie, like.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be great.
And all the while, in the background, Aidan Wardle's hoping that there's a general manager versus general manager match at next year's WrestleMania. Kurt Angle versus Danny Bryan.
That ain't gonna. No. Well.
Wardle?
No, we don't want that. Why would you want to watch Daniel Bryan? Say, oh, don't. I'm in a positive mood. Don't get me angry. I'm being positive. This is my post-mania positivity. Don't ruin my post-mania positivity. Fucking Daniel Bryan. Piece of shit.
Hey! How could Daniel Bryan upset you? What did he do to you? What did he do?
He's done nothing. Ever. Doesn't deserve the praise he gets. Sorry.
I have to say, I don't like the way people go on like it's Jesus and that.
He had one good moment at WrestleMania 30, and that was it. That was the highlight of his career. That's anyone that keeps banging on about it, and that's all they say. Okay, cool. Great. Awesome. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
He can't wrestle anymore.
He ain't no
edge.
I'm pretty sure without Punk, I'm sorry to say, without Punk and Bryan, I wouldn't see all these dudes that you see now, the Finn Balor's and all them people, man, and Seth Rollins.
No, you're right still, Shad. You are right.
They helped pave the way.
They did.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean, they did. You know what I mean, there's no denying it.
The whole style as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean, the whole basis of the pipe bomb was to bring them mans in who got skills like that. You know what I mean, that's what that was. So, yeah, CM Punk gets his props for that. You know what I mean? I'll give a man props when he gives him props. I'll give him props. You know what I mean? As much as I don't rate him. You know what I mean? I'll say, yeah, man, that's true. And ever since that time, everyone was like, we want wrestling. We want wrestling. Before that pipe bomb, no one was talking about we want wrestling. Everyone was happy with the storylines. Well, you know what I mean? Wrestling is storylines. You know what I mean? Storyline, Chris, and whatever else. You know what I mean? As soon as CM Punk crossed his legs, everyone was like, okay, we want wrestling. But yeah, give them props, man. Where it's due, man. And all them mans come in, right? And then you've still got those stupid
Hall of Fame. Daniel Bryan, don't forget.
The fans
got behind him, and then they were forced to change the card.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
man.
Putting the crown on him, and he's not now going to speak to dude. And then you know, got AJ Styles with the title.
But how? No, you can't say that, Chad. Like, how do you know that this wasn't just the elaborate Vince McMahon plot the whole time? If someone's going to be forced down our throats, like Daniel Bryan was, like Roman Reigns has, it doesn't work with Reigns, it works with Bryan, but Brian didn't get where he was because of the fans. It had fuck all to do with the fans. They wanted him. The F movement, which they allowed him to invade the ring, which they allowed him to invade the ring as part of the storyline. Number one merch seller. So, yeah, of course it was all down to the fans.
Yeah, but he's already told us he was supposed to have a match against Sheamus, like third match on the card. And then
he ended up having two matches.
And it looked like that was the plan.
Okay. Okie dokie.
I'm just a sexy cat.
Nah, man, it's good. Seriously, it's good that Kurt's hanging around for a while, man. You know what I mean? He's going to give us jokes, man. Hey, Stephanie, hurry up and come back, man. Hurry up and come back, because this interaction's going to be good.
Talking of Stephanie,
first place of her
taking a bump
through the table.
That's yep. Hilarious, nearly wrapped my phone. In a way, when you just like... Did you see Cripple's face when he saw her go to the table? Did you see how
Beck's face went? What are you thinking about? The damage lever?
Cripple looked like he was going to kill.
Triple V. Deliver.
You had the triple V in, pounded away, and he went all red. It looked like he was a really big poop.
Shaking her off.
I was laughing, man. Especially that entrance.
That was no good.
That Triple H's entrance will crack me the fuck up. Oh, I got all the police, boy, come down on their bikes. And you see Triple looking all serious and pissed.
I was waiting to pest.
What?
That was the shittest WrestleMania entrance ever. Because it was just a cross between Goldberg and Undertaker. And they did it better anyway.
Except for if I took on a fucking kid's tricycle.
Yeah. And when you see Stephanie in the back, have you ever took a dog for a ride in a car and like stick their head out the window and you're happy yourself? That's what Stephanie was like.
I was laughing.
It looked good going through that table.
And Seth Rollins, because I think it was Matt Tucker who caught my joke. Seth Rollins, you know, man comes down, look how long that ramp is. Man's got a bad leg. Man has to walk all the way clean down the ramp with his bad leg. And Triple T comes down on a tricycle.
So T.
That was T. Oh my god. Triple, you deserve to lose after that, man. I'm sorry. Him out the harder and bright. Love it, man. Love it.
Can I just say, I liked everything about WrestleMania apart from Bray Wyatt losing, which I thought was stupid. Everything else, brilliant.
That's a weird one, you know.
John Cena's proposal was my little bit thing, but other than that, I loved everything.
You didn't like it?
What? John Cena's proposal?
Yeah.
No, I said the reasons why in last week's show.
Cheesy.
Why you shouldn't do it.
I kind of liked it, man. I'm kind of ashamed, but yeah.
It wasn't too over the top. It wasn't like in your face, gaggingly bad. But
he is exactly what Biz said he is. I just hope the fuck off now.
Hey, yo, Joe. Word on the street is Nikki's mashed up with her neck again. And she put up a tweet, right, which confused the hell out of me, right? There's a picture of her gear, right, all her wrestling gear and her panties, right? Yeah. You know them black panties that she wears to the ring and whatever. And
yeah.
And it said something like, "Oh, don't worry, I'm not hosting. I'll be gone for a while, but when I come back, it's gonna be Brie mode." I was like, "Hey, Brie mode."
That probably means that her phone's been hacked as well. Am I being perceived?
That means non-Slutty Bella's coming back as well, because she's... Has she dropped us broke yet?
No, not yet.
right, Nikki Bella will come back in the tag team with non-Flutty Bella.
No.
And as for posting a pic, was that pic put up after WrestleMania?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
She should have fucked off with that. Because, isn't it funny? Right, Undertaker removes his costume type of thing, and it was a very lovely moment. And that daft bitch goes and posts a picture of her costume.
Right. Sorry,
What
do you
give a fuck about her?
Just to go back to... that just reminded me of something. To go back to Roman Reigns, how sick would it have been if we all started with the gong, lights out, Roman Reigns comes out with the coat and the hat.
Yo,
that mic is
so glowing. Probably wearing it as well. Probably wearing it as well.
Yeah.
The crowd would have jumped the railing and beaten him. They'd have ripped his head down his neck.
Could you imagine if he turned the bar of an arse up on the court? I would have died. I literally would have died. There would have been no Bobby.
Yeah, I would have been the time. I would have been like, oh, disrespect. And the thing is, my brain won't let me hate him. I can't hate Roman Reigns for the simple reason. Like, I rated him from day one. You know what I mean? And I refuse to be some sheep. Following everybody else, hating him because it's supposed to be cool to hate him. I can't do it. I can't do it. That would be fucked up. The thing is, the joke about it is, Roman Reigns could do that, you know, and get away with it. Well, not get away with it, but, you know, it could pass it off if you put on the hat and you put on the coat and that.
Yeah.
He could, couldn't he? That would be...
Well, it's Shawn Michaels, didn't he? Shawn Michaels got us.
And he was wearing white.
Chad, you should be a writer for Raw.
Oh, no.
No, we shouldn't. No, we should not.
I'll bring back Richard, just for one.
Shout out to Charlotte Flair for celebrating her birthday this week as well. You sex motherfucker. Moving on.
What's the fact, Jen? Think about that being the man. Yeah, so move on. Happy birthday to Ric Flair's son.
Like 49.
Happy returns.
That's funny, man. That's funny. And congratulations to Naomi Sexy Ass. Oh my gosh. See, she's the girl who saved me from coming into Ultimate Depression this week, man. She saved me big time, man. To take title and win. Yes, and cripple up Alexa bitch ass. That sweet me. And have a rematch on SmackDown and twist up again. That's right. Alexa Bliss, get to the back of the line. I don't get it. You could be real with me, guys. Do you find Alexa Bliss attractive? You could be real, because if you say yeah, I'll be cool.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Okay. What is it about? I don't get it. Apart from the Harley Quinn shit.
She's just pretty. She just is. Like, that's it, really.
I just don't see it, man. I really don't. What the?
I like Nia Jax.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Why?
She isn't.
Nia...
Because it's like, she looks like she'd be 30 years out. just go, look at her eye.
The bottom. Big toys. Them breasts.
Oh, yeah, Chad, that reminds me. The Smack Talk Center's got no taste in women. They was there at the Riley's, and Nia Jax came out, and they were chanting fat bastard.
Oh,
weirdly
sure,
Felicia.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you about this. Why am I in a bunch of mouth-breathing retards?
Wait until this show is finished. I'm going to get all the cunts.
There
in fact, I'll be taking names.
They were chanting Fat Bastard at Nia Jax. I was horrified.
29 holes for 29 souls.
You don't know. That was disrespect, man. You know what I mean? I was kind of disappointed Nia Jax didn't win title, but like at the same time, I understood. I was like, all right.
It will happen, Tara. It will come.
Of course it will.
It'll be so sweet.
I'm waiting for it, but like, Charlotte, girl, what are you doing? I mean, that's another forbidden match. I don't want to see Charlotte and Nia Jax clash. Oh, I don't want to see that shit. Charlotte, you gotta lose.
if we can live through the Undertaker's retirement, we can live through that, Mike. We'll be okay.
All right, I think you got a good point there, Serial Killer, because I'm good as it is right now, man. As I say, Naomi, she saved me from going into Ultimate Depression this week.
I was gutted, but I knew it was for the best. That's how I got myself through.
Yeah. And the fact that Undertaker kept it 100, he kept it 100 all the way through. You know what I mean?
Those last 10 minutes where he was just retiring and walking around the ring and stuff, that was emotion.
He was just standing there.
Emotional time.
He was just standing there. I saw the sigh of relief. He did a sigh like a... as if to say, that's it. And I was like...
The end of the match was a struggle as well, so it was like a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Did you not see what he mouthed?
Nope.
He looked at the camera and he went, me done talk.
What up? He nearly did a Joe there, you know, because last week, in fact, don't even go there last week, man. You know what I mean? I thought he was going to come with something serious, like, oh shit, did he actually say something that I didn't catch?
Did you not say it? He went, me done talk, STC for life.
It's just going to get no better.
And then all the lightning came down and it was awesome.
I'm good, man. You know what I mean? You got the WWE Network, you got all the DVDs, you got all that. And then you got the future, man. You know what I mean? You got the future, you got shoot interviews, whatever they're going to do, plans with the WWE Network, odd appearances on Raw and SmackDown along the way.
I want him on the Stone Cold podcast.
But the Stone Cold, the problem is, the Stone Cold podcast, as I understand, is true, isn't it, Wardle? Apparently that's been cancelled. But not even the WWE Network version, the actual proper version that comes on the thing there.
Yeah, it's gone.
Why? It was really good.
It was since the Dean Ambrose one.
That's a one-off, though.
Yeah. It's just because that one was so bad.
No, it wasn't Austin's fault.
Yeah. No, it's because someone was stood there making sure Ambrose didn't say anything dodgy, that's why. So it was boring. It was boring as fuck.
Nah, man. Yeah, that's it. I'm looking forward to all that. You know what I mean? He might become a trainer. He might train up somebody. I'm looking forward to Undertaker after Undertaker. You know what I mean? So the fandom continues, man, as far as I'm concerned. The legacy continues. I'm still in denial, Sacco. I'm still in denial. I'm like... No, it's green, not done yet.
It still hurts, man. Part of me's hoping that, like, next week Roman starts to talk trash and the gong goes off and he just beats the shit out of him, but I know it's not going to happen.
No.
I think gradually I will just accept it, but for now, I accept it, but with sadness.
I've accepted it.
We will never see another wrestler like The Undertaker.
Nah.
That makes me sad.
Not in this climate, anyway. Not in this climate, no way. I mean, I noticed some of you, you change your profile pic to the man as well. A lot of people.
That's kind of respect.
Yeah.
What I might do is go on the WWE Network and go all the way back to the first Raw and pretend it's a new wrestler coming and then just watch Raw once a week.
Now you need to go back to Survivor Series, Bretchery.
Sometimes we need to do.
Survivor Series 1990, man.
It's not prime time on the network yet, though.
Yeah, man, you need to do all that, man. Joe, as far as that,
I remember you saying we should do it like another Undertaker special somewhere down the road. You still feeling we should do that?
I think it'd be like the nice finishing touch. Say Aiden knows. I think we need to do it.
We've got to do a Taker appreciation show now he's retired. It'd just be wrong not to.
It'd have to be the second half of his career then, man. For like...
Right, the years of
Moser
were the best.
I felt like we were covered the first half of his career.
Because when me and Shad did it was like his top 21 matches. So we could come different. You know what I mean? And oh yeah, the Vince McMahon appreciation show is coming.
That's going to be amazing.
Could be funny
with anything. Oh my gosh.
It was me, Austin.
Oh my
god. It was me all along.
All your get your heads together, guys. All your favourite Vince McMahon moments. That's in 2 weeks' time, man. You know what I mean? Because, and check this out. Next week, I was looking to do, like, you know, the annual Your Fired show as well. And, you know, where we ask the STC and you guys to come with. I don't know, 5 or 10 guys from each brand and a couple of women from each brand and fire them. And already, from what I understand, one of the guys from Vaudevillains have been released.
Yes,
he asked for his release and they came to a mutual agreement. That's Simon Gotch, the one with the mustache.
Yeah, now, is that the shitty one? In your eyes?
No, he's the one that I prefer personally.
I remember you saying that one of them was shit.
The other one's going to be going soon anyway, because he's not going to be able to do anything. If they couldn't get over as a tag team, he's not going to get over as a singles guy, is he? So.
And he got ties to Guerrero.
Fuck knows. I don't know, everyone's got
ties
to Guerrero apparently, so. But I'm not
going to go there. Alright, mate, hey, we're going to go into a break right now. When we come back, boy, there's still a lot of shit to talk about, man. I can't wait to hear Wardle's reaction when his new best friend, Shinsuke Nakamura, appeared on SmackDown. Hey, leave it till the second half, Wardle.
Here's the reaction. I was going to send you the fucking sex tape that I did.
No, we don't want to do that.
When he came out.
No.
Ejaculation from here.
I don't need to see you getting on top of your woman.
Came downstairs, got the fucking mop and bucket out, the hose.
No, sir.
I lost like 2 stone in weight. It was fucking unreal.
I've just been sick.
Yeah, man. We're gonna get into all that in detail. We're gonna talk about Vince Kennedy talking about he's gonna shake up shit. Right, and we're going to get into that in detail. All that and more when we come back. Yo, keep it locked, man. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio.
Yeah. 183rd. Ringside season is upon us. Kush God, bitch. One time for the hustlers and the farmers. Yeah. 5. I'm 1 style clash away from getting wild cash. They don't want none, nah, them niggas wild ass. Body after body, that's the house that. Come to your corny events, smile past. Only the elite, nigga, watch my feet. Pele kick the competition, it's in the soccer league. Clowns turn the art into a mockery. Ass kissing, that's not for me. Holy shit, Shaq, this is dub. 2 feet hand signal with the club, right? The Ringside Chronicles, Mr. Phenomenal. Gamers in the abdominal stretch. The bar dissects, no subs direct. All the hustlers love my flex. RFC, gotta plug my set. And on this rap shit, you know, do it the best. They don't need to stand a chance. It's the champ that run the camp. Everything valid, I get a stamp.
Yo, Texas Tornado with the yayo, with food, water, pots, pots.
Steve versus Hogan. The living squeeze on the four horsemen.
You said you stood in the lobby with Kane. Well, after further review, you was just talking like Robbie the Brain. Thinking shit is sweet, only get you shot in the brain. Torture rack, leave your body in pain. You know what's up, nigga. You got the elbows flying like King Macho. Off the top rope, streets want me to drop gold. Ball for ball, homie, everything I jot. Dope in the illest, nigga. Don't call my jack if you ain't trying to cop cold.
Don't bother.
Niggas wish they got the cake I see. Stack the bricks, call us Great Khali. I got the shooters out lurking with the 40. I told them to scrape the cereal. Running through the cut, mask on like Rey Mysterio.
Cat.
Ball main pockets full of dead green guys. Sell it wet. Fuck, wait until that whole thing dry. Used to stash dope money underneath my king size. Now it's in chains at WrestleMania ringside.
These one thing knows this business shows that AJ Styles had the best year in 2016. I'm the one that put SmackDown Live on the map. I'm the reason why your butts are in the seats. We're going to have a conversation right here tonight about my career. That is, if I even have one.
Randy Orton's not afraid of him or nothing, man. It's like,
You know, that shit don't work. And then he's talking about House of Horrors. I sincerely hope this is some shit that will be around, because you're not going to get the casket match no more. You know what I mean? So this House of Horrors shit better come through, man, whenever it drops. Shad, thoughts?
Well, I just looked at it as the payback for SummerSlam. Getting his head fucked up by Brock.
Yeah.
Giving the title at Mania. That's all it was.
Wardle, what do you think?
I have no issue with Randy winning it. I just want a normal match with Bray Wyatt. I don't want any shenanigans. I don't want any fucking projections or Sister Abigail bullshit or promos. I just want a normal match.
No technology.
All I want is Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton, one-on-one, with a title. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing more. That's it.
I mean...
All I want.
I thought it was original. It wasn't done before.
I thought it was so dumb. It completely ruined the pace of the match. And it just looked dumb. I just didn't think it was good whatsoever. Honestly, I just thought it was terrible. That whole match was just terrible. Really bad.
You felt like it shouldn't have been done at all?
No, just a normal match. Just a normal one-on-one would have been great. Because they're talented guys. Let them wrestle. And it'll be fine. Give them 15 minutes. It'll be great. But instead, we've got the...
We had these sort of powers from before. We should have had the title. Man, we should have got pictures of the Benoit family or something and put them on and...
You see, Shad, you know wrestling fans beyond that shit already, man.
If this was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that would have been fine. That would have gone fine.
Attitude shit.
Yeah, people would have loved that. People would have lapped that up. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that? I mean, we did have that kennel match. Remember that, Shad? That outside the kennel match.
Kennel from hell, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh,
it's just... It doesn't work anymore. Like, even the kids are like going, oh, fucking hell, what is this? What is this? Let's just, you know, I just want to see them wrestle. Like, come on. Doesn't always have to be supernatural bullshit with Bray Wyatt. Just sell him as a normal person.
I think...
It's a bit weird.
I think, you know what I think, Morda? You know, if they did that shit in the storyline leading up to the match, then I'd be like, oh, shit. This is the shit. Then you have the match at WrestleMania. Like, as you say, no bullshit. Just straight violence.
It just felt like they did it for the sake of just doing something in that match. It just felt like they wanted to put something in there, and that's what they came up with. And it was just did nothing for me whatsoever.
I don't know. I was watching it. I was thinking, oh, what did Ross? I was like, yo, Rude Boy.
That was the only match in a long time I honestly gave a 1 out of 10. I thought it was terrible. Absolutely gobshite. Terrible. Awful, awful match. I don't want to ever watch that again.
It was hard to see how two such talented individuals can put on such a shit match.
I was so bored. I got up halfway through. Honestly, got up. The first projection.
I thought we were all talking about it.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's shocking, that's why. You got Randall, and you got Bray Wyatt, who's supposed to be, like, the next...
Yeah, but that's the match Wyatt. Everybody forgot about. When it came on, it was like, oh, yeah, shit, that match.
Because it was so late on, wasn't it?
Well, that was hour number 7, wasn't it?
Something like that. Joe, how did you feel about that match? I mean, I know you said you enjoyed the WrestleMania, but that match in particular, how do you feel about it now, looking back at it?
Do you know what? I mean, it wasn't like what I'd say was my highlight at WrestleMania or anything like that. But I have no deep hate for it. I mean, it wound up the storyline quite well. Orton made us break away from the Wyatt family, blah, blah, blah. The projection stuff absolutely horrified Katie, which was quite funny. So all in all, wasn't disappointed. It was like pretty much what I was expecting.
Yeah, man, because it just felt like It felt rushed as well, because it's like one RKO and then Bray Wyatt was done. I was like, hold on. Oh, the match is done.
Yeah, and you also knew that it wasn't going to be the end of that storyline, because Randy won. So you knew it wasn't going to be finished there. So it was a bit like, oh, okay. So that could have just been any SmackDown match.
Yeah.
Like, why is this the main, like, why is this, you know, the main finish match? Like, it's not, because they're going to carry on, quite obviously.
They just wanted to show off.
I think it all depends on what you see as your main show. If you're a SmackDown guy, you're going to be disappointed. Raw is
It's not to do with that. It's just more of you built this story for 6 months, and then you're going to continue it past WrestleMania.
Yeah, because
like,
you've got Eric Rowan and everything coming back, and
yeah, it just doesn't. That was one of them, as Mike put it, the a what moments. Like what? I don't get it. I don't understand that decision taken.
No, I have no idea why that went down the way it went down.
Bray they should have just ended
that.
It. Bray should have won, and that was the end of that. Let's move on. But now it's, let's continue it on. So to me, it was a waste building it for WrestleMania. It was a waste of time, because WrestleMania is normally the complete cut-off of whatever storyline you're working on. That's it, done.
Well, that depends. Yeah, that depends, because, like, as you say, some feuds actually start there. But in the case of this one, yeah, you're right, that you should have cut off there. Because they've been feuding, they've been fighting since, what, I don't know, September, October?
Because I have a feeling this is going to carry on probably well into SummerSlam as well. I have a feeling, so.
Yeah.
Maybe not that far, but it is going to go for at least another pay-per-view, but.
I'm going to say at least another two or three, I'd imagine.
I just feel bad for Wyatt. He deserves more than this. He deserves better. He should be built.
Yeah,
he built the monster and gone to some.
Him lose again, man. Him lose again. Bronson was looking at
say,
like I can fuck you up.
He felt like a monster, possibly like a beast, like the reigning, defending, undisputed, universal champion of the world, Brock. Lesnar, the Destroyer, the Conqueror, the Retirer of Goldberg.
Yeah.
Happy fucking
day. I thought you were talking about that end.
Oh, Shad, how happy are you? Goldberg.
I told you all that match no longer than 30 seconds, didn't I?
4 minutes and 46.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't much longer.
Yeah, because
a lot longer than all his other matches.
We was in the Rileys, and I told the guys, I told some of the guys, I said, yo, time the match, get your phone out. You know what I mean? My battery was low on my phone, so I couldn't do it. I said, yo, get your phone out, time the match from bell to bell, and time it 4 minutes and 46 seconds. So I don't know where Michael Cole was going with 10 minutes. It was not 10 minutes, Michael Cole.
Yeah, not even close.
Not even close. It was
a blink and you miss it.
it was half of that. It was 4 minutes and 46. Okay. Yeah, I mean, pick it up with the Pro Wrestling Insiders and all them jabronis. I mean, they'll tell you that's how long the match was, man. Yeah, I mean, I believe it was a better match. I mean, Brock get rid of a Goldberg, no. You know what I mean? You're not going to see him again. But back to you, Shad.
Go take a seat next to Sting.
Why are you so anti-WCW, Shad? I mean, damn!
I don't know.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got a fucking bone to pick with you, Shad.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah!
I said one time that when I was a kid, like, Goldberg was the man. Now you automatically think that I'm some sort of like fucking WCW junkie. I don't know why you've got that impression of me. Like,
man, you're not watching
both. I watch both. What's wrong with watching both?
You can't be half pregnant.
But you can after a stiff kick to the stomach.
Oh, come on!
So yeah, I'll feel to one or the other.
I couldn't believe it when I heard it. It was, you were out of order. I thought we were best friends.
Yanni just figured it out.
I was going to do a festival of friendship and everything, but now it's cool.
No! Hey, enough of that shit. Blood clip, man. Well, thank you, Goldberg. You did your thing. Very good, very good, very good. All right, Kurt Angle's turn, and you know he's definitely going to be in a new game. Hardy Boy's going to be in a new WWE game. That's going to be fantastic, man. Shit. Wardo! I know you've been waiting a long time for this. Smackdowns. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Maurice was doing their shit. And then next thing you know, you saw a man with a violin. Can I have your story, please? What happened? What did you do?
I actually watched it live because it didn't come out on Raw. So I was like, well, it's got to be SmackDown then. It's going to be SmackDown. So I watched it live specifically just for that one moment. The lights cut out. I felt the electricity, like The Rock does. Just feel the electricity. And then the cut to the guy with the violin, and I was just like, oh, this could still be anyone, you know, it's not confirmed.
Was it like the Gary Neville orgasm thing all over again?
No!
and then he started playing, and I was just like, oh, this is it, and then it flashed up on the screen, and then my balls burst. That night will forever be known as Nakamura Baby Night. That's just...
Oh,
just...
oh no!
There were babies made.
Oh no!
It was the best thing. He didn't have to do anything. Just had to do his entrance. And the crowd exploded.
Like your ball bag.
But on a serious, as much as I like to kid, this is... That moment was probably one of my all-time best moments of being a wrestling fan. To see somebody that I'd been following since they were like a young teenage rookie, and then now they've made it. Yeah, that's what being a wrestling fan's all about.
Wow.
And also, it's on SmackDown, which means it's not going to get overcrowded on Raw, and you can have some top views with like AJ Styles.
We're going to get Nakamura and AJ Styles. It's going to happen.
Or is it?
Oh, I don't know, man. I was looking at him and it didn't really look like he was ready for the bright lights.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no. Someone had to piss in the booty holes.
I'm chopping.
Now, I say, or is it, because it's like...
We're going to get the superstar shakedown.
Because you mentioned AJ Styles, right? And it appears as if he's turned face. Man come out and he's like, yo, I ain't going nowhere, you know what I mean? I'm going to stay right here because I built this SmackDown shit, okay? I built the SmackDown shit. And then he shook Shane's hand and said, you know what? I'll give you props. I was like, oh, shit.
But they've realised they can't turn him heel because the crowd will still cheer him, so he might as well turn him face.
Yeah, it's like Bobby Roode. No matter what Bobby Roode does, always face.
Always.
No, don't talk about Bobby Roode.
Uh-oh. Get that over. Look, Joe, put it like this, okay? Bobby Roode's got good taste in women.
I think you should really respect the fact that I've got post-traumatic stress disorder. I couldn't watch the NXT TakeOver.
No, please.
Oh, if you've not watched TakeOver, please watch it. It was off the hook. So good.
I heard about it, Warlord. Heard the Triple Threat Tag Team match killed it.
The Triple Threat Tag Team, they suplexed off the top rope onto the floor outside into a crowd of people.
What?
Ridiculous. Honestly, ridiculous. Ridiculous, that match. That was Authors of Pain, DIY and Revival. Triple Threat Elimination. Ridiculous match. Such a good match.
Was it as good as the TakeOver Montreal?
Oh, honestly, mate, this match was unreal. This because you knew the Revival were going, so it was like their big blast match, and it was just epic. Everything in that match.
I've got a question for you, Wardle. Revival, it seems they're on Raw. Are you disappointed in that?
The Superstar Shake-Up thing, whatever that's going to be.
You see,
we'll sort it all out.
You see now, again, you got a Revival that appeared on Raw. Since Shinsuke Nakamura appeared on SmackDowns. Tyler appeared on SmackDowns as well. And
the way that this is going to go down is that Reigns is going to go to SmackDown, Styles is going to go to Raw, and then we'll probably get Revival swap in for, like, American Alpha, maybe? So they'll try and keep away the big fantasy feuds for a bit.
Right.
And then bring them together once they do the new roster draw thing, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. That shit's gonna be interesting, man.
There's only gonna be a few people moving. I don't think we're gonna get loads and loads of people moving.
Oh no!
That's not a full draft, is it?
No, a couple of tag teams and a couple of single stars. But it'll just be Reigns and Styles, which will be the big one, which they'll swap. I think that's pretty much guaranteed.
Okay, Reigns and Styles. Because that's the same, but Styles was like, yo, I'm staying right here, man. I built this SmackDown shit. Therefore, you know what I mean? And that to me was like, uh-oh. Oh. So where the dirt sheet's telling the truth, they're going to swap your ass to Raw or some shit like that. And then send Double R, public enemy number one, to SmackDowns. Oh boy. Okay, this is going to be like a mini prediction thing, right? And then we'll talk about it next week before we go into the Your Fired shit next week. Serial Killer, who do you think is going to Raw? Who do you think is going to SmackDowns?
Maybe Bray Wyatt's going to Raw. Maybe that's why they took the belt off him. I'm not sure. Maybe Bray's to Raw. And I think Sami Zayn and Cesaro are going to come to SmackDown.
Bray to Raw, even though he challenged Randy Orton to a House of Horrors shit.
I can see it happening. I think Zayn and Cesaro, I think, can come to SmackDown and it'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Zayn versus AJ Styles, put it that way.
Zayn, definitely Sami Zayn, without a doubt. I 1,000% agree with you. Sami Zayn, I've been longing for him to go to SmackDown for how long. Sheamus and Cesaro, or at least one of them, that's a good shout as well. I'll give you that much as well. It sounds all right to me. Joe, who do you think is going to Raw? Who do you think is going to SmackDown next week?
Have you seen to SmackDown? What have my husband's looking at us really strangely? What's wrong? I've been drawing on my face like a board. Right. Sorry, seeing a SmackDown. And the rest I don't really care about. I think Dean Ambrose to Raw and again, he'll annoy us just as much on Raw as he does on SmackDown. I think that Dean Ambrose to NXT.
Dean Ambrose to NXT. That's a good one, you mentioned that, because Baron Corbin don't beat Dean Ambrose on SmackDown. That, to me, says he's got another shot at the title, yeah. So, in a way, I can't see Dean on going anywhere, just like I can't see Bray Wyatt going anywhere, at least for now.
There's people that aren't involved in feuds, so they're going to be moved over.
Yeah, for true. So, with that said, Shad, who's going to Raw? Who's going to SmackDown?
I'm building anticipation.
New Day.
Enzo Amore.
You think Enzo and Kaz are getting split up?
Yeah. It's a wild one. I'll
for that's it. A good shout, you know, still.
They're not winning anything together, man. They're not winning shit, man, so... I think that's a plan. To have separate careers.
I'll have Kaz eat Enzo.
Enzo and Kaz are one of them teams, though, that... Like... If they actually won something, it just wouldn't look right. Because no one notices they don't win. They sort of just, like, get by because they're entertaining. If you know what I mean. Like, no one's that bothered if they actually win or lose. Like, not really.
Okay. What about the females, though? What about the females?
You mean the divas?
Call the police! That's quick! I'm gonna police! Yeah, man!
Who cares? Okay, well, we know what's gonna happen. Becky's gonna go to Raw. Let's get it there now, so we get the Four Horsewomen match at SummerSlam. They'll finally get to do it.
Hang on, Four Horsewomen match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, go on.
So that means Nia Jax is gonna get knocked.
Nia Jax ain't gonna do shit this year with the women's title. She ain't touching that title.
Nia Jax is SmackDown then?
Yeah, man. She's not gonna win the Raw Women's title, let's put it that way. Not this year.
Nia Jax is SmackDown. I like the sound of that still.
Because the SmackDown Women's division's a bit crap. So get Becky off there before she.
But the funny thing about the SmackDown Women's division is I like it better than the Raw division.
because of your Nubian queen.
My bun and cheese. My yam and dumplings. My rice and peas.
Your mint arrow.
My mint arrow, yes. Yes, Chad, my mint arrow, yes. That. Yes, exactly, my mint arrow. Right there. You know what I mean? With the green. Ooh, yes. That's right. That chocolate bottom. Ow. That's right. I don't lie. It's true. I like Carmella. Matter of fact, Carmella gets 100% respect from me now. I saw her rocking a Wu-Tang t-shirt last week. I thought, whoa. Okay. 100% props. So that's that. That's just me being biased. Yeah, man. I nearly threw it out there, you know, like Carmella to Raw. I nearly threw it out there.
Carmella?
But yes, but that's about it, man. Hey, yo! You know what? That's it! We don't talk! I was gonna go 2 hours of this year, I'll take my mind off, fuck it. This week! Your five from Raw, five from SmackDown. I mean, got to go. And one.
It's one from the SEC.
And one from the SEC. Future endeavors! Back to the job centre! You know what I mean? Sign that shit!
Some of the people in the FCC have never left the job centre.
Oh,
cold-blooded!
I don't care, I'm calling them all out. I don't give a shit, what are they going to do? Bunch of fucking mouth-breathing hobo piece of shit.
Good lord! Your language! Plus, we're gonna talk about the results of this so-called superstar shakeup and find out who went there.
Superstar shakeup.
Yeah, man. It sounds as good to me, man. It sounds like those who are not really in a major feud right now, they ain't going digging nowhere, man. Word up, man. That's how it's going, man. Yo, I've been your host, Bad Bunny P. I'm crying tears of joy, man. Naomi's the women's champion, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Undertaker can do his thing now. You know what I mean? Go do your thing. Put your feet up, man, and watch Falcon Crest. That's what you got to do. You know what I mean? We've had Wardle, Shad, Serial Killer, and Sensational Joe at the bottom of the breath. I'm at this bitch! STC for life. It don't get no better!
Oh, you forgot me, you random motherfucker.
You ain't had it, bitch!
I'm on the phone. I'm about to go and find my phone.
Read my mind. If you can read my mind. My God, I'm scarred. I have had 2 tears of joy.
Music.